award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Brian Nankervis. No sign of Brian Nankervis at this point.
Yeah, I'll be playing the part of Brian today.
Just put a beret on and get some poetry happening and you'll be right.
Ask Jamie for some.
Hey, a big treat for Jamie fans today.
Oh, yeah?
Not only more of his poetry, but his first hit single.
Is that right?
You're going to be hearing it. We'll also have that failed sex fair we promised yesterday. 2 days of sizzle, it better be worth it. And we'll be finding out if you've been forcibly ejected from something.
There you go.
I know we have. And if Brian doesn't show up, we're just going to do the whole show with Jamie.
I'm really actually a deep person behind all the headbands.
I'm on the verge of tears all of the time. On Get This, the show that's...
Virtually a rubbish tip, the result of years and years of collecting other people's waste. Oh.
That's Queen. Hmm. Pretty keen to break free, apparently. Welcome to Get This on Triple M around the nation. Myself, Tony Martin, and that man, Ed Cavalier.
Good morning.
No sign of our special co-host.
Brian,
Brian Nankervis.
Not yet.
He's a difficult man, if you've ever met him.
Is he?
He's one of the hardest people in the industry to work with.
Is that right?
No. I just thought
he's not here so we can say that.
He'll be listening to this in his car.
Ah, good.
I'm just trying to say things to irritate him. We will be playing nothing but Nickelback unless you get in here. Oh, that's probably true.
Yeah,
I shouldn't say that.
Yeah. So, what are we going to do instead?
Oh, we're just going to do what we usually do, crap on.
Talk Big Brother.
What about the... Oh, well, Big Brother, Jamie, because we're getting so many people wanting the Jamie poems...
I know.
...to be ringtones. Let's hear another one now.
My mum said this to me before I left. Like, we were hanging around waiting for the taxi. The taxi was, like, 10 minutes late, so I was, like, stressing out a bit. Because I knew that I had a plane to catch and stuff to get to Queensland. And Mum said, if you ever meet a guy called Max, tell him he's...
Wow.
What I love is they've tried to beep the guy's name.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. What is it with the beeps in that? Are they... Because it's live, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a beeper.
So they've got to anticipate when someone's going to swear.
Yeah. That's the trick.
That's not a... Could you do that, Marzel?
No, I probably could have a good solid go at it. But, yeah, it's either anticipatory or maybe on a 10-second delay so they can go back and...
I think Jamie's on a 10-second delay. It sounds like he's about to cry to me.
He's a very deep individual.
Hey, we might be taking the piss, but he really is a deep individual.
Is that right?
Did you hear him and Max having a conversation the other night on...
You know, I've never seen Max, but I hear nothing but good things.
He's the one who doesn't like to date the really hot supermodel chicks.
And that, and that's kind of it, because he's leaving some for the rest of us. Because if Max was into it, there'd be none left for anyone else.
Max and Jamie nutted out the meaning of life.
Really?
On live television.
Let's hear it.
Up late. Have a listen to this.
This is what life's all about, I think, you know? This stuff's good. When you have that stuff, you got to have this.
Yeah, you got to have this.
Yeah, like you can't waste it and stick to that.
I know.
What's that without this?
Exactly. You need this. You need that and this when you're having that.
But that.
Yeah. This. Without that. Whilst we're having that as well.
That's what waste. It's all about. It's a waste. It's so a you waste. Can't have that and that.
You can't have that and that. You need
that and this.
With that.
But that's going to be a little bit. Just
no, a little bit of that.
Like that.
Yeah.
This.
Are you following this, Ed?
That sounds so great.
This.
Oh, man.
Say that. Say it. It's like this. Ready? That.
Right.
This.
Oh.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's about, man.
Because
it's
you can't... Lucky these two went that way because we've done this way. Or else, this way would never have happened. It would have just stuck to that way.
But then it goes like this. It goes that.
Right.
This.
Yep.
In the night.
Help me.
Yep.
Oh, that's when you go back to that.
I'm crap.
You're going back to that.
Okay. I think she... required him to help her write a novel. Thinking is what that was about.
She had the start. It was the best of times. It was the I'm hot of times. It was the next line.
Did you...
Okay, so this... Wait a second. Do we know what this and that was?
I'm not sure what this and that... They were just sort of ephemeral floating concepts.
Yeah, right.
Being wrangled by Max and Jamie.
Wow. So what have we come up with?
You've got to have... Hang on. You've got to have this.
Yeah.
And... No, you've got to have that.
Yeah.
And this.
Because if you have two that's... Two that's don't make a this.
But you've got to have that and this when you're having that.
Ah, right.
Right. Or as Jamie puts it,
it goes like this, guys. You need that Andes when you're having that. 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 The windows, not portals, outward upon freedom of thought, but reflections inward into the awkward introversion. These walls have seen strangers, faces so eerily blank and foreign. These faces have seen people, and tears will see them leave.
That's what a fool does.
I had a lot of options, perceived talents, friends going off to accounting jobs, boring, not having fun, deserved to be somewhere fun, a little bit of fun here and there, fun.
Oh, look, that is a ringtone.
Wow.
That's top 10. That's better than, you know, your Rhiannon and your Veronica's, dare I say it.
It's better than that Paris Hilton reggae.
It's got cut through.
It's got traction.
Gary Cutthroat's gone ballistic.
Greg Sizzle loves it. But, you know, it's obviously you'd have to wait to answer your phone for quite a long time.
No, what I want is Jamie to do it live. I can just see Jamie and Rex Hunt up there and a DJ cutting it up.
But they'll be over at the United Nations or Mensa or somewhere explaining that you can't have that without this and that. Oh, look, I think Brian Nankervis.
He's here. He's come on in.
Come on in. Come on in. The studio's fine.
Where have you been?
Nice to see.
Thanks for coming in, Brian.
Now that you've heard.
I got a bit confused.
What do you mean?
Well, the whole sizzle thing. I've got you. That's for you.
Presents?
Yeah, presents. That's for you.
Do we open them on air?
Absolutely.
They appear to be frozen.
Yep. Yeah,
meat products!
Well, that's the...
thin snags.
It's a sizzle. Isn't it a sizzle?
And I've got
sausage.
A...
sausage.
And I've got a toy for
hang on. No, that's supposed to be bacon.
Oh.
That's wood.
Can we give that to Nikki?
That's
if you've
not
got
bacon.
A baby?
I got a child's toy, everybody.
Oh, well, I'll get these sausages down to the promotions department and they'll add the appropriate sizzle.
I'm sure that we have a sizzle situation.
Thanks for coming in, Brian.
Sorry.
Just in time for a song. That'll be the Veronica's here. Get this around the nation.
Jamie's got more cut through. You know?
People calling up wanting the song again.
Already?
Yeah.
I don't know, we can't do it again, can we? Straight away.
Hang on, just turn that microphone on.
Have you done Jamie's unreleased poem?
What's that?
I wanted one life, she wanted another. We couldn't have our cake, so we ate each other.
Did he do that one?
Yeah, well, in his sleep, I think.
Brian Nankervis is with us. You may know him as the creator and scorekeeper on Rock Quiz on your SBS. It's sometimes a new one, it's sometimes an old one, but finally, all new episodes.
We have got 9 brand spanking new episodes. They're all 45 minutes. The previous 2 series were 30-minute episodes, but we've gone for the long play.
How much more Brian do we get in that extra 15 minutes?
A little bit. I'll tell you what there is a little bit more of is our contestants. We actually see how they are selected because punters turn up at the Esplanade Hotel at 7 o'clock. At about 7:20, we invite 24 of them onto the stage.
Wow.
And we run 4 rounds of questions to get our top 4 who then play the game. So turn up at the ESPY and an hour later you're sitting next to Jimmy Barnes.
Wow.
That could be any night really though.
Passing him a lozenge.
And 45 minutes. Wow, that's good. Mm. Follow us down this path, Spicks and Specks.
Oh, don't get me. No. Let's not go there. No, that's all right. Well, they're all friends and I think there's room on Australian TV for 2 music trivia shows. Unfortunately, we are on the network that seems to be still watched by a couple of dozen. No.
Isn't it true, though, Brian, that you originally pitched Rock Quiz to the ABC?
Well, we made a pilot and we thought that it was an ABC product. We really felt that it would find a lovely home at the ABC. We shopped it around. We took it to the ABC. They were very polite. They said they liked it, but not enough.
Mm.
Then there was a change of guard at SBS, so we pitched it again. the new guy, Matt Campbell, loved it, and we said, right, let's go. And then about 3 weeks after that, we got a phone call from the ABC.
Right.
Hey, what about we do that show? And we said, well, it's too late because we've signed with SBS. Mm. Oh, all right, all right. And then about 2 months later, Spicks and Specs.
What a coincidence.
Oh, look. No, no, I'm sure. I don't think that. I mean, they are totally different.
They are.
We'd just like to ham up the rivalry on
of
this
course.
Yes. We get Julie Zemiro in here.
Michael Gudinski did that. We had our launch. We got a CD of all the duets and a DVD of all the duets coming out soon. And Michael Gudinski, we invited him to the launch. He hopped up. And, man, I'm not sure what he was talking about, but it covered a whole lot of areas.
He didn't say a single word during his episode of Rockwits.
No.
He sat on stage for the entire episode, said nothing.
But you know what he did? He hit the buzzer, and then Jimmy would talk. Jimmy Barnes was sitting next to him, and I think that's probably the story of their relationship.
I think you've just summed up the whole music industry right there.
Michael opens the door. Jimmy climbs through the window.
Do you think there's any room for keynotes with Richard Wilkins to come back as well, Brian?
We have a Richard Wilkins clause
do you?
In our contract.
Saying he's not allowed in the building?
Nipa de Wilkin.
Hey, you know my favourite ever Jimmy Barnes fact? Jimmy Barnes, if you remember, possibly for tax reasons, had to go and live in France for a few years.
Mm. Yes.
And apparently while he was living there, he met that woman whose name was, I think, Jeanne Calmont. Do you remember who she was?
What?
Woman who lived to 121 years old.
Wow.
And she had met Vincent van Gogh.
Really? Whoa.
So that makes her the only person to have met Vincent van Gogh and Barnsley.
And Barnsley.
Imagine that! 1 degree between Van Gogh and Barnsley. I love that.
That's fantastic.
That's great. And Jimmy, she put out a single that we should get that. They got
she this put out a single?
Yeah, she was 121 and they recorded some
with
of her.
Jimmy.
Not with Jimmy, oh, that would have been a rock quiz duet.
Wouldn't it?
But she put down some, you know, chanting or phrases, like we did with Jamie, and then they cut it to dance music.
Oh.
Apparently, they to get used to the idea, they got it to listen to George Burns' rap single, but Jean Calment didn't like the young people's music. Sorry, there should have been a boing there.
Jimmy Barnes, I have to say, was really fantastic. He's been totally sober, I think, for about 4 years. And I think it's working in his favour.
Now, Rockwiz on at the glamour time of 9:15.
Sexy new time.
Strange time slot.
It's a hard one to remember.
Not a good time slot.
But
probably. Oh, look, I don't know. There's lots of talk about junctions and should we come on at 9 and should we come on at 9:30. Originally, our first couple of eps went to air on a Tuesday night. We were up against desperate housewives.
Yeah, that's right.
The network freaked, as networks tend to do, panicked and switched us to a Saturday. You know, I don't know. Part of me thinks we should have just hung in there on a Tuesday night. But anyway.
It's a good Saturday night show, though.
Yeah.
You've got to wait till the Iron Chefs finish their business first.
People do love that combination of Iron Chef and Rockwiz. Particularly if you've got some interesting beverages on hand to move the reality a little.
And who's on your first one tomorrow night?
Well, tomorrow night, you know, normally we sort of keep it a little bit of a secret so that they get the reveal at the start. But I'm going to tell you because it's Triple M. Australian rock blues legend Chris Wilson with the Wailing Harmonica.
Very nice.
Fabulous Chris. And we paired him up with really, I suppose, folk rock pop royalty, Sarah Lee Guthrie, daughter of Arlo Guthrie of Alice's Restaurant fame, granddaughter of the great Woody Guthrie, who wrote This Land Is Your Land and a million others. And they are beautiful, and she's fantastic, and it's a good ep.
Have you got anyone from AC/DC coming in?
We've tried. We tried so hard to get the little bloke in the school uniform, but they wouldn't let him into the ESPY. No, we've tried.
He's underage. We got an email from Scott Anderson who says, I'm a huge fan of AC/DC. I want you to play more AC/DC on your show. And could you make John Howard say that he loves Angus Young?
Gee, I can't help you with the John Howard line.
What a crack at it.
Is John? Oh, here he comes.
Mr. Howard, is it true that you love Angus Young?
The answer is yes, I do.
All right, I hope you're happy now, Scott Anderson. And Mr. Howard's still enjoying that complimentary genital sponge bath from Richard Marsland.
I think he's been incredibly generous, and I thank him very warmly.
Very nice.
Oh, I love how it's still going on as he answers.
Brian, do you want to stick around?
I would. Look, after the beginning that I brought upon you guys, I would love to stick around. I've got some Rock Whiz facts.
Right.
I've got some questions.
Right.
When we go up the mountain. Facts. Oh, no, we're getting chucked out.
And snacks.
Snags.
Coming up.
Get this.
So lucky that I've stumbled across this.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito on Triple M.
And because Sustagen is low GI,
it'll last all day. On Triple M around the nation. Brian Nankervis is with us.
Thank you.
From Rock Whiz, which comes back on your SBS tomorrow night. And we're going to play something from it, from the album.
You've done an album.
We've done an album of duets. 19 of our killer duets featuring, you know, folk like Jimmy Barnes and Paul Kelly and Ross Wilson.
And there's a DVD as well.
There's a DVD as well.
With more tracks than on the album.
28.
Fantastic.
There was only one artiste who said no.
Oh, are we allowed to say?
Mr. Robert Forster from the Go-Betweens.
Oh, really?
Okay. And we were really upset because it was a killer version of a Blondie song.
Right.
Picture This with the lovely Lisa Miller. He said no. He said, look, I don't want to have anything out there that I can't control, which is fair enough. We were desperate to get it on, and I was all set to write to him and say, come on, Robert. And then his sort of band mate, Grant McLennan, died, and I thought, no, we'll leave that alone.
Not really the right time.
No.
Mentioning the Rock Whiz album.
No, but it's all there, and the duet, there's with little extras. I actually thought of you, Tony, when we did our extras.
I love the extras.
You do, Tony.
Easter eggs.
You love an Easter egg.
And we've got an Easter egg featuring a very dear old friend of ours.
Oh, not Hesse. Oh, look.
I can't say too much.
Hesse was fantastic on the Rock Whiz episode he was on.
Captured that, and they Liberation said, don't mention the Easter egg, and I think we just did.
Right. I love Easter eggs. I have been trying for years to get the ABC to put out Bar Jars and the Olden Days, these things we did for The Late Show on DVD, and that's like total running time. I think that would be about 100 minutes.
Mm.
So my idea would be to have 110 minutes worth of Easter eggs. So that you would have the first DVD with more hidden content than actual content?
Brilliant.
You think I can get any interest in that from the AV? No, we've got 7,000 more Ian Parmenter DVDs to put out.
But is there other material of Bar Jar?
What would you put on?
I wanted to get a whole episode of Bluey and then have the software and equipment to allow people to do their own episode of Bar Jar.
That's a good idea.
See?
Now we're thinking with gas.
Gee.
But what? Back to Rock Quiz. What are we going to play? What are we going to play off this album? What about a bit of AC/DC?
Well, there was a guy before wanted AC/DC. We got Angry Anderson, the fabulous illustrated man. Mm. We got Sarah McLeod, the young rocker from wherever she was from, the Super Jesus. They'd met at a Pete Wells benefit in Sydney. We put them together. That was easy. What song are they going to do? He wanted to do Unchain My Heart, which we thought a bit closely associated with the GST.
Yes.
She wanted to do Candy Darling, which we thought was a waste of Angry's Angry Lungs. Finally, at the last minute, the receptionist wanders in one day and says, there's someone on the phone who's angry, and could they do Highway to Hell?
Well, what about you could have combined those ideas and had them doing AC/DC's GST?
Yes.
That would have worked. Why didn't they use that to sell that idea? Let's hear that song.
Angry Anderson.
Oh. That's Sarah McLeod. That's Angry Anderson, Sarah McLeod, Highway to Hell from the Rock Whiz soundtrack album, the duets album, which is out now.
Oh, next week.
Next week.
Next week, it's a little precursor. Wouldn't it be lovely if that was added to the Triple M playlist? Richard, can you do something about that?
I'll make it happen, don't worry.
If you're out there in Radio Land, send them a fax. Do they still fax?
Yeah, I send a fax.
Quite a lot of paperwork to get something onto the Triple M playlist.
Yeah.
Supertramp only just heard back last week.
It went their way, though.
It did go their way. They're pretty happy. What about the band on Rock Whiz? I love their band.
The band are incredible. That is a three-piece band that you heard there. No overdubs. Mighty Mark Ferry, the Prince of Flinders Lane, on the bass guitar. Mark used to play with the Models. Peter Lucky Luscombe on the drums, who plays with Paul Kelly. And James Black, who was with Mondo Rock for many, many years, was the manager of Things of Stone and Wood, and he's on guitar and Hammond.
Did Things of Stone and Wood do Happy Birthday Helen?
Yep. Absolutely correct.
Don't hear enough. Skivvy Rock.
Share this wine.
Skivvy.
Was that Skivvy Rock, really? That was Skivvy Rock.
Yeah, see, Ed was about three when that song came out.
I'll mention that to James, and Ed's wearing a skivvy as we speak.
Hey. Skivvy Rock. Yeah. Hey, do you get into the podcasting, Mr. Hank Curvis?
I did a show last night. I did a phoner, and I said to the guy, okay, when is this coming out? And he said, well, you know, it'll go around, it's podcast. And I got a huge shock.
You've not been podcast
well,
before?
I was placed in a pod.
And of
I had
course
to do
you were.
It in there. I've got a pod on the roof of my car.
I don't think that'll play back our show,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I've got to try, though.
So are we being podcast as we speak?
No, it has to be taken away and packaged up and stuck into a pod.
Oh.
And then the pod is placed on the internet for all and sundry to poke at.
So if I tell you the Alice Cooper story, will that be podcast?
Say it now, and then we can stick it in the pod.
Mm. On June 5, 1977, tragedy struck Alice Cooper when his pet snake was attacked and killed by the rat it was being fed for dinner.
The snake was pretty stoned, though.
Absolutely.
It was off form.
Would you podcast the Dennis Wilson from the Beach Boys story?
Give it a go, then we'll pot it up.
Yeah.
Dennis Wilson's relationship with fellow Beach Boy Mike Love was complicated when he married Love's daughter and further strained when Wilson vomited on Love while Love was meditating. True stories from the Rock Whiz
Which is worse, marrying the daughter or the...
I think the marriage.
Yeah.
Anyone can... If you're meditating and you've vomited on, well, you're in a state...
Vomited on when you're meditating. Let's try that one time.
Last one.
Oh, one more.
Aerosmith once toured with long extension cords so that when they threw a TV out the window, they could keep watching it till it hit the ground.
That's sound advice for young musicians.
Excellent.
Right there.
Bottom up.
People keep saying, why isn't that Simple Minds sketch that we did on the podcast? Because we can't get the rights to that song.
I know. It's the bane of your existence.
Legalities, but we have chalked up the podcast.
What do we got?
We've got a fair bit of Fleety.
Always good Fleety.
There's that Bob Geldof sketch.
It's good. You sound so much like Bob Geldof. I think that's your best impersonation.
It makes up for the lack of jokes in it. Then you've got, I think, that thing where you were in love with David from Big Brother.
Yeah, well, allegedly. Don't look at me like that, Brian. Allegedly.
I'm in love with David.
That's podcast up there right now.
Sorry. What else? Hey, you know, talk about your musicians in trouble. What about George Michael? I remember, you know, you don't do radio for 7 years. You come back and the same stuff's going on.
What's he done?
George Michael and a bit of toilet block.
Yes!
Well, not quite. Listen to this. George Michael's wedding to longtime lover Kenny Goss is off after the singer was seen emerging from bushes after a sexual encounter with a pot-bellied 57-year-old jobless van driver. A source close to the 43-year-old Michael says, things are very much up in the air.
Who was with the chap?
George Michael.
No, not Kenny.
Not Kenny, not no. Kenny Kenny's Goss. Not involved. Let's not besmirch the good name of Kenny Goss.
I believe Kenny Goss.
We are not here.
No, he wasn't in Bros.
No, he played halfback flanker for South Melbourne.
Well, wasn't he the Premier of Queensland, Kenny Goss?
He's lived a life.
The Mayor of Queensland is Ed Harris, in case you don't know.
Anyone's wondering where Ed Harris is? Mayor of Brisbane.
George Michael, remember when the girls were just so into George Michael?
Were they ever?
Back in the 80s.
Are you serious?
When you were in short pants, the ladies... Look, Nicky Hamilton is nodding away. They love George Michael. And in fact, what he was after was a 57-year-old, pot-bellied, jobless van driver.
I've got a very dear friend, a woman of higher than normal intelligence, politically extremely correct, who has a thing for George Michael. She will bring out...
Can she drive a van?
Yeah, can she drive a van, lose her job, stack on and change sex, and then she'll be away.
She's right.
Obviously, get a bit older too.
I don't get it. What was that song, Freedom 90? Freedom 90. Oh, give us freedom. Turn it off.
That bloke, the 57-year-old van driver, he would not have been driving the Mercedes-Benz Vito. It's the van of the year, I think you'll find.
Is it trying to seduce me?
It's a very seductive vehicle for the normal van price. And winner of the van of the year pageant.
And you can knee it and nothing will happen.
Knee it in the ghoulies. No effect whatsoever. We were demonstrated this out the front of the station. And, of course, Donald Trump has personally groped the veto at the pageant.
It's part of the prize.
Hey, we've been talking about this story for a while and I never got around to it, so we should. The failed sex fair.
Yes, what happened?
Belgians are rushing to the countryside to scoop up thousands of porn videos and erotic books dumped after a failed sex fair.
Okay, hang on. So, what you're telling me is if I'm in Belgium at the moment, just in Antwerp, if I'm on the Brussels-Antwerp freeway, there's just people stopping their Fiats and charging out into the woods
to
collect porn videos.
They have been stuffing bags with free X-rated material after the open-air erotic festival Imagination 69 failed to attract the expected number of visitors. Resident Matthias Rogemund, 17, said... he's a bit old for porn, isn't he? The organisers left behind thousands of DVDs and books and the news has spread like wildfire. Loads of people have rushed here to stock up on their porn collections and I've even heard some people are selling the stuff in the pub. Locals have now dubbed the field Pornotopia.
Yeah.
It's actually on the map. It's just between Belgium and Liechtenstein, Pornotopia.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's a magical place.
There's a statue of Charlie Sheen at the border.
You've got to get past Charlie to try and get some of those free DVDs.
Checkpoint Charlie.
Do we know why it failed?
How would a sex fair fail?
They're always a massive success.
Oh, this sex fair just isn't up to the usual standards, I'm afraid. Book your holiday in Pornotopia. The national anthem. Pornotopians, all let us rejoice, for we have got the horn. Our golden soil contains no oil, but our land is girt by porn. Sorry. The nation's annual budget appears on its statement as dry cleaning. I'm out of material on Pornotopia. What about...
Yeah, so you should be.
Forced ejections. Have you ever been forcibly ejected from something, Brian?
I was forcibly...
Don't say it! This is just sizzle.
This is
the sizzle.
Are we going to cook those sausages?
Yeah. So you've misinterpreted the whole concept of sizzle.
Yeah. What's sizzle?
You just chuck a bit of bait in the water, and hopefully that'll keep them hanging around after the Nickelback.
Warren Forward Promote taught us that one.
We could have another Rock Quiz song. Is that out of place, me asking for that?
Did you say Brian Ford Promote?
No, it's Warren Ford Promote. He's new. Who was Brian Ford?
Wasn't there a Brian Ford that we might have done a gig with in Gippsland about 15 years ago?
Quite possibly.
If you're listening, Brian. All right, so let's have a song. And when we come back, we're going to have... what have you been chucked out of?
That's Chris Isaac here at Get This on Triple M, where Brian Nankervis is sitting in with us. And, hey, it's the weekend. That's always a lot of fun. Yeah, if you're thinking of having sex this weekend, follow Peter Costello's advice.
Have one for Mum, one for Dad, and one for the country.
It's very important.
And just like that, with that ringing in their ears, no one had sex on the weekend.
Hey, I just got to mention something.
What's happened?
I set myself a challenge.
Oh, yes?
I got every single newspaper in the country, and I tried to find one that had an article about the Adriana Exanides case where the headline wasn't Wheel of Misfortune, and I failed. The Telegraph have gone even better. They've, blanked out some of the letters.
See, they had a couple of vowels.
They've blanked out some letters in the news headline. Good.
What happened to it?
Oh, it's a traffic sort of incident. We don't want to go into it.
No.
She was at one point late for court, apparently.
Oh, big deal.
Who is she?
Adriana Exanides. You know, the Wheel of Fortune. Late for court. See, if Adriana Exanides was late for court, how could anyone resist? Like, wouldn't the judge and everyone there... They wouldn't be able to resist when she came in singing, Xanadies, now that you're here, Xanadies. I wouldn't be able to resist.
No, it would be just you, Tone.
But the whole court really like, Xanadies.
If they all did it at once,
now that you're here,
that'd be beautiful.
Miss Xanadies. Okay.
Now, shall we talk about where you've been chucked out of?
Yeah, we've got to get into Talkback Mountain though. And because you wanted it, it's the whole theme.
Where is this from?
From here.
Oh, you wrote this.
No, me. Take the climb.
climb up top that mountain. There's no time. Hey, but we're not counting. Maybe if we had a shorter intro song, we'd be running on time for the first show since April 23.
That's true. April 23.
Last time we ran on time. Now, I understand all of the sound effects in that intro, except the head in the bucket of water. What's that for?
John Laws, is it? That was another program. This is baffling. This program confuses even me. Brian, we're talking about forcible ejections. Why, Ed? Why are we doing that? Somebody been chucked out of something?
No, I just... my friend. I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and I said, oh, he's coming down to Melbourne to watch the Ashes at the end of the year. I said, oh, that's great. Why aren't you going in Sydney? He said, I'm not allowed back into the SCG. I was ejected last year.
Oh, for what did he do?
Oh, he said it was general misbehaviour.
Oh, general misbehaviour.
Yeah, which probably means that his pants were down and he was trying to get people to look at it.
He's a dickhead.
He is. You
might get people to look at it.
Well, he's a good dickhead, though.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what gave me the thought of it.
Wow.
Cricket not interesting enough? you might want to have a look
after
at this.
For 6 hours. Now,
have you been thrown out of anything?
No, I've never been thrown out of anywhere.
You must.
Well, I'm boring. Quite boring.
Skibby like that. Surely, clothes.
I get invited in with a skibby like this. but I'm reminded of my old boss in Sydney. He got kicked out of an AC/DC gig. Angus Young was naked, dancing across the bar, kicking beer bottles at the crowd, and he copped one in the side of the head, and he got kicked out for complaining about it. He said, Angus Young hit me with a... He said, Angus Young kicked a bottle at me. They went, right, out you go.
Yeah, that's part of the ticket price. What are you complaining for? Brian, have you ever been kicked out of something?
Look, I got forcibly ejected from the front row of a Bob Dylan concert.
Really? Because?
At Flinders Park. Well, because I was dancing and I was there. I was late. I was doing a play in the city and I knew Bob started at 8. I didn't get there till about 9:15. Got in. I could see some people right down the front. I raced to get down there. Security guy grabbed me. He said, you can't come here. I said, mate, look who's on stage. Listen to what he's singing, like a Rolling Stone, yeah. And you're telling me I can't be down here?
Sticking it to the man.
He hit me. I fell over. And he took... No, my wife rushed up
right.
And said, he's with me, and she's so beautiful.
She can land a punch too, your wife.
The guy just melted.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What about you, Tone? Ever booted out?
Well, me and Mick Molloy, we've told the story a few times. We were chased out of a Star Trek convention for taking the piss. I mean, how can you not?
Who chased you? A bloke with big ears?
People dressed as Klingons. We were just there because Mr. Chekhov was on stage. And people insisted on referring to him as Mr. Chekhov. He was just promoting his non-Star Trek-related novel. And people were calling up, just standing up in the crowd and going, Mr. Chekhov, I'm in episode 23. I mean, clearly the tractor beam couldn't have been operating because in episode 22, it had been dismantled. How do you explain that, Mr. Chekhov? And we're just going, and that was it. 200 angry Klingons. Chasing us out of a conference centre.
Rich, you got that look about you?
I've been kicked out. Well, I know that when the parent-teacher meetings at school,
yeah.
I know that one of my teachers actually told my mum that I was kicked out of class 12 times in a single term.
What for?
Which was just being, a Weisenheimer. But that's more than once a week for a term. It's outrageous.
And yet you had the last laugh because you later played, quote, class wag.
Yes.
In a telly movie.
Well, I brought all that gravitas to the role. All that experience.
Class wag one or two?
It was class wag one.
Ah, oh, there. It's on the IMDb.
Right, now, my brother is here.
Oh, Ed's brother's here.
Bring him in. This is my older brother, Christian.
I was wondering who that was.
Yeah. It's my older brother, Christian.
Handsome man at the window. Do you always work with your brother?
No, he's just around. He's my dealer, so he comes everywhere with me.
Right.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Ed.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's got that voice.
We got the wrong one on the radio.
That's a radio voice.
Where have you been kicked out of? You were a punk, weren't you?
Oh, mate, I think back in the old days I was kicked out of the New Ritz in New York for a bit of lack of coordination in the mosh pit.
There was fighting, wasn't it?
I think there was, yeah. If you could call it fighting, it's more like kind of flailing around.
And who was on stage?
We had Dag Nasty and a band called Bad Brains.
Is that right?
Wow. Well, as you can hear from the voice, Ed's family tree is more complicated than my own.
You'd be kicked out of Melbourne for an accent like that.
I think I'm on the verge as it is.
Yeah, what is that? It's sort of trans...
New York, isn't it?
Well, I think it's born in Sydney, bred right. in New York.
Okay.
One day, Ed and I will lay out our family trees on the floor of the studio.
People's heads will explode.
Between the half-brothers, step-brothers and step-sisters...
And Wiggles.
And Wiggles.
Who's got a wiggle?
I got a wiggle.
We have a wiggle.
Brother, no. Jeff. Yeah. Wake up, Jeff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We'll do it. It'll be a special... Oprah.
Yes, we're saying. Hey, what about the program?
Oh, sorry. No, yeah, let's get
let's
started.
Let's talk Wiggles.
No, let's
I got Greg Wiggles' mobile phone number.
Is that right? Let's give him a shout, see where he's been kicked out of.
I knew Hesse was going to make a solo album with Greg Wiggle.
Oh, so many things Hesse was working on. Damn it, that's a show in itself too.
Sorry.
All right then, let's have a chat to the listeners. Let's hear the outro. Give us a call. Where have you been kicked out of? Dovetail is Brian's going to ask you a tough rock-related question. Winner gets the Rockwiz Duet CD.
So call us up now, and the number is... Get ready, here it comes. Get a pen. That's right. Get a pen. Here it is. Call on 1-3-3-5-3-MMM. That's right, 1-3-3-5-3-MMM. Yes, it's 1-3-3-5-3-MMM. Triple M. Triple M. Now here's Nickelback.
No. We wouldn't do that to you 2 days in a row. That's the Stereophonics here at Get This, where we're running a tad late as we climb the mountain. Don't worry, we will not be playing the long version again.
Fair enough. Actually, with that in mind, our first caller, hello there, Jessica, are you there?
I'm here, Ed. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm very well, except, of course, for the new Talkback Mountain
thing. Yeah, right. What's your problem?
As you know, I've been campaigning, lobbying you hard, my old nemesis, for the original to come back as a ringtone, but you keep playing bastardized version.
You know what it is, Jessica? It's progress. You can either, you know, get on board or get rolled by it. Know
let
what I'm saying?
Let go, Jessica. Let go.
But Jessica, I'm going to put it on the website for you to have as a ringtone.
Fantastic.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Nice. Who's been thrown out of something?
Gary, how are you?
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Very good. What did you get kicked out of, my friend?
I got kicked out of an establishment in Sydney that's been long closed itself, a place called Benny's.
And what
out the back of the Cross in Sydney.
All right, the Cross, that's a bit of a hint. Now, what did you get kicked out of for?
I did a bit of a run through the middle of the place, but the only problem was I was only wearing a velour cape.
that'll do it.
And where does one find a velour cape?
A lovely young lady actually handed it to me and said, I bet you won't do a run through here. Unfortunately, there was a few luminaries there at the time, like Richard Clapton and such like.
Oh, right, Richard Clapton doesn't like a nude cape-wearing streaker.
And how did...
Very quickly.
Did you get booted just with your cape on? Did you have to go home just wearing your cape?
Lucky enough, somebody had my clothes to hand to me later on.
That's nice. Hey, you got a question for Gary?
Sure have. Gary, what should the correct lyric be? Meatballs, meatballs, hit that perfect meatball.
Actually, I prefer that lyric. Can I go with that one?
Absolutely. Well done.
There you go. Correct answer. Hello there, Nick. Nick, are you there?
G'day, I'm here.
And Nick, what happened to you? What did you get kicked out of?
I got kicked out of this place called the Jet Club that used to be open on Sydney.
Oh, my goodness, in DY?
Yeah.
I used to go there and drink the margaritas, the very alcoholic, very sugary margaritas that they had.
Nah, they were pretty good.
They were. What did you get kicked out for?
Yeah. Well, some drunk dude, I don't drink that much usually, so I was perfectly sober. Yeah. Some drunk dude stumbled on top of me.
Yeah, that was it.
So the bouncers come over to pick him up, and they pick me up instead and haul me out to falling over.
Oh,
right.
I was like, what are you doing?
You poor thing. I mean, the plus side is that you didn't have to be in the Jet Club anymore. So that's you're the fourth come-on Irene of that evening. Brian's got a question for you.
Okay.
Absolutely. What is the surname of most of the Neville brothers?
The Neville brothers?
Yes. What's the surname of most of the Neville brothers?
I've never even heard of them. Bob.
No, Neville.
I'm afraid we're going to have to stop right there.
There it is.
Pretty straightforward, I would have thought.
We're out of time.
We are.
Here, sorry to everyone who...
I'm sorry, there were so many people. We're going to do it again.
We will do it again. They've technically been chucked out yet again.
Yeah, Gary's won. Gary's the winner. Christian, Gary's the winner.
Gary gets a copy of the very fine Rockwiz duet album. That's out. The Rockwiz DVD is out. Yes. Rockwiz itself, the program, you remember that.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, Saturday night, the 29th, 9:15 SBS.
Thank you very much for coming in, Brian Nankervis. I should just mention, if people are in Melbourne on Sunday, this Sunday, the Linda Gibson Memorial Comedy event is on at the Melbourne Hi-Fi Bar.
I'll be there too.
Quite a few regulars from the show. Peter Rosethorne, Ethel Chop, and Greg Fleet will be there. It'll all be happening. Thanks for coming in, Brian.
Hey, thanks for having me. It was good. Sorry about the snags.
Thanks for bringing first-time meat products have been presented to us on air. Sure, it won't be the last. Thanks to everyone who helps out with the show. Richard Marsden on the buttons. Nicky Hamilton, our producer. Matt Dow making sketches till all hours. What about Katie Diamond on the phone?
Yes.
And a big thank you to you, Ed Cavalier.
Massive thank you to me and T. Martin.
And what about your brother?
He's all right, the old Christian.
Our key phrase today, I'm told you've got something here.
Yeah, people are ringing up asking for my version of Your Body is a Wonderland as a ringtone, and here it is.
Can we hear it? Your body is a wonderland. That's beautiful, Ed.
Not bad.
Obviously, auto-tuned it. What happens when you take the auto-tune
that's
off?
That's enough. Why do I bother? Why stop it? Your body is a
wonderland. And we'll be back on Monday, or is it Monday already, with Dylan Lewis. All thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito.